September the 23rd, 2012. New Zealand and US Navy will work together. 25 years ago, in 1987, New Zealand became nuclear free. The Nuclear Free Act was passed by the Labour government when David Lange was the Prime Minister. The Act would not allow any ships which were nuclear-powered or had nuclear weapons to enter our ports. As a result of that, the US could not bring any of its military ships into New Zealand. Before that, our country had been on friendly terms with the US, who sometimes wanted to bring ships here for their crew to have a break from being at sea. The US therefore refused to allow New Zealand Navy ships to visit any US military facilities around the world. Last Friday, this policy changed. The US Defense Secretary, Leon Panetta, visited New Zealand and said that the US would be happy to work with the New Zealand Navy and would allow our ships to visit US military ports. The background to the nuclear-free policy was partly because of the French nuclear tests in the Pacific in the 1970s and 80s. New Zealanders were strongly opposed to these tests. Listen to July the 9th, 2010, to hear about the nuclear tests and the bombing of the Greenpeace ship, the Rainbow Warrior. Now, however, the US is more interested in the Asia-Pacific region. Leon Panetta has just visited China and Japan. New Zealand also is more interested in working with the US. We have sent 180 soldiers to Afghanistan since 2009. 10 of these have been killed, 5 in the last month, including the first New Zealand woman soldier. We now share some of the pain with the US.